The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents. Innocent people have been savagely beaten, like the young man in Dallas, Texas, who was left dying on the street, or the woman in upstate New York, viciously attacked by dangerous thugs. Small business owners have seen their dreams utterly destroyed. New York's finest have been hit in the face with bricks. Brave nurses who have battled the virus are afraid to leave their homes. A police precinct has been overrun here in the nation's capital. The Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial have been vandalized. One of our most historic churches was set ablaze. A federal officer in California, an African-American enforcement hero, was shot and killed. These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror.
Well, that was part of President Donald Trump's address to the nation from the White House in the Rose Garden yesterday afternoon before he made his way to that aforementioned church that had been affected by arson and where he stood and held a Bible for a minute or so. Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio New York, is on the line. Terry, good morning.
And good morning to you, Pat.
Now, it's early morning in New York. How did that curfew work out in New York last evening? I think it was to come into effect at 11 p.m.
It came into effect at 11 p.m. It was lifted about an hour and a half ago at 5 a.m. New York time. It didn't do much to stop the looting and some of the destruction and some of the disturbances in New York. It seemed to have spread to other areas. Yes, Fifth Avenue was looted. Soho was looted. But there was also looting up in the Bronx along Fordham Road, which is it's not one of the high rent districts in the city.
So curfews really don't work. I mean, if there are huge numbers of people on the streets, there's little enough that the law enforcement officers can do.
Absolutely. I mean, the only thing that you can do in a curfew is if you can't get people to disperse is that you have to arrest them. Now, there were arrests made last night. We don't have a tally yet on how many. But again, curfew, the only thing you can do in a curfew is arrest.
Now, President Trump made his speech in the afternoon from Washington, D.C. yesterday, and then before the curfew came into action, about 25 minutes before the curfew in Washington, D.C. came into action, he then instructed, presumably, or his minions did, the police to move the crowd back so he could make his walk to the church to hold the Bible. How have people reacted to both of those things?
Well, let's go to the clearing of the protesters as he walked to the church. I would say that most people that I'm looking at, reading at, are dumbfounded and have condemned it because it basically was a photo op, and they were just clearing the streets so that he could walk that block to the church to hold up the Bible. Now, on Twitter, you will see some Republican prominent Republicans praising the president for that action, showing that it saying that it showed that the president had courage to walk out into the streets and that he was not cowering. This supposedly was in response to reports that twice over the weekend, the president was evacuated into the bunker inside the basement of the White House. And on Sunday night, you probably have seen that picture of all the lights in the White House shut down as it went dark and the president was in the bunker.
Where does this go to from here? I mean, there was a leaked phone call that he made to all the governors yesterday, some sort of Zoom call or something to all the governors where he upbraided them for not being strong enough and basically called them wimps.
Yeah, he called them weak. He said, most of you have been weak. You need to get tough. if you've heard the call, the almost hour-long call, it was like reading his Twitter stream. He brings up Occupy Wall Street. He says they have to – governors have to crack down. They have to dominate, I believe is the word. I don't have it in front of me. They have to dominate the protesters. And many of the governors came out, whether it was Governor Cuomo in New York or Governor Lamont in Connecticut or the governor of Minnesota, and saying, no, we're not going to do that. Yes, they're looters. Have to be dealt with. People who break the law, you know, have to be held accountable, but they're not going to go in and rough up peaceful protesters.
Now, some of the reporting I've heard is suggesting that both left and right wing extremes are taking advantage of the presence of large crowds, most of whom are peaceful in their intent, but taking advantage of large crowds just simply to make trouble. To what end?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely agitating. Yes, I will say that during the day, most of the protests that we have seen here in the New York region and across the country, if they're held during the day, they are peaceful. Yes, they might shut down a highway. They might shut down a street. They might gather in front of a police precinct or a city hall, but they've been peaceful. What we're seeing at night are these violent protests. Now, again, there are people there who are legitimately protesting what happened to George Floyd. But you are seeing basically anarchists, so what the president is calling Antifa, stirring up trouble. They're the ones that are ripping apart sidewalks to throw bricks at the police. They're the ones that are smashing windows on the one hand. That's generally their MO. However, you're also seeing white nationalists trying to get in on the action to continue stirring up the protest. There was one on Long Island yesterday in which the white nationalists tried to stage a phony protest in which they were calling on people to come so that there would be problems. This was in the village of Patchogue. But again, the organizers got wind of it. Their purpose is to try to stir up a race war for their own ends. So, again, you have it coming from both sides. And in the process, those who are legitimately protesting the death and legitimately protesting change are getting drowned out in a lot of ways.
Now, there was one ominous phrase. I'm not sure whether everyone is picking up on this, but when Trump was making his address to the nation and he referred to, you know, protecting people's Second Amendment rights, which is the right to bear arms, it seemed to me to be a coded message to those
yeah.
who tend to bear arms all the time.
Well, yeah. And then on the one hand, you can maybe draw a line from what he said to last night, in which there were more shootings, more police were shot, more people, other citizens out were shot last night. But it was, you're right, Pat, that was people who were watching were like, what does this mean? Does this mean you bring a gun to a protest? Does this mean that you should use your gun to protect your property if you feel threatened or if you protect yourself? But yeah, he was talking to his base when he made that remark.
Now, four police officers shot in St. Louis overnight. The police attacking the press. I mean, one of the CNN reporters who was African-American was roughed up, whereas his colleague who was white was not. This is a new low, really, for America, isn't it?
Unfortunately, I would have to agree with you. Just seeing the police at their actions against the press, also the protesters or the agitators, I should say, against the press. There have been attacks from both police and from the protesters where you always – when I was covering protests, you always were respectful of what the police were doing. You're always aware – but you knew that if you obeyed them or if you watched them, you followed their lead, you were pretty okay. And the same thing with the protesters. If you knew, if you didn't get involved in the middle of something, you weren't going to be a target. But yes, it seems that the press have become targets. And in the case of the police, in some cases, you know, have literally been targeted.
Now, where will this go, Terry, do you think? Because we're at the beginning of what in much of the United States is always a long, hot summer. Will this peter out, do you think, or has all of this got momentum? And the final element of this is, will all of this be good or bad for Donald Trump?
I wish I knew. I think it has solidified Donald Trump's base that he's being seen as a law and order president. I don't think many other people will be persuaded to his point of view. I think a lot of people were simply aghast last night with the photo op. Where does this go as far as the protests and how does it peter out? I don't know. I mean, we are entering a summer. We're entering a summer where there are 25% of the workforce is out of work. We're entering a summer where the pandemic has affected communities of color disproportionately. It all depends on it. I don't know, Pat. I wish I knew.
Yeah. It's just from our perspective here. I mean, we have a view of the United States and perhaps rose-tinted spectacles. I lived in Atlanta many years ago, and Atlanta was a very forward-looking city at the time. But you didn't have to go too far out the road to find the good old boys and a very regressive attitudes. Atlanta, of course, has become a much bigger cosmopolitan area now. But we tend to see, you know, the world of Hollywood, California, Santa Monica, New York, Boston, cosmopolitan cities, and we see that as our America. And maybe we're having revealed to us now the other America that we don't regularly get to see.
That could very well be, Pat. I mean, again, there's always something underneath the surface. It comes to the surface when provoked. I think in this case, it's not only being provoked, but by certain elements, maybe perhaps including the president, it's actually being provoked and being poked at. It's been a sad week for America. I'll say that.
Terry Sheridan, managing editor at WSHU Public Radio in New York, thank you very much for joining us. Now, come